Hey guys, it's Payne, and I'm here to make a very special announcement. For the past year, I've been working on a brand new podcast, and it's called Radio Rental, and it's available right now. I'm very excited to share this with you, and I'm also kind of nervous because it's something brand new. I've never done something like this. It's my first anthology series. It's basically a collection of true scary stories told by real people all across the country. And it's all living inside this fictional video store called Radio Rental. You're probably like, what the hell is he talking about? Well, I promise you, I think you're going to dig it. It's called Radio Rental. It's available right now. I really appreciate every listen, every rating. You guys have been amazing. Here's a clip.
It was fall of 2006. I was a student at ASU. I had just moved into an apartment. It was a crap apartment. Tweakers, stuff like that. We were college kids. Bottom floor, the head of my bed was right up against the window. We looked out into this courtyard area. I used to sleep with my window cracked a little bit. One morning, I remember it was a school day. It was like 4:45 in the morning. It wasn't pitch black, but it certainly wasn't bright. It was just dawn. I don't remember if I was dreaming. I just remember being woken up by this sound. It was just like this. It was... and then it would pause. It was organized. Like, there was bump, 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 and then it would pause. I thought it might be a bird or a branch or something random, but there was just something intentional about it. There was definitely something tapping. I just didn't know what the source of it was. It sounded like human tapping. And I kind of let it go on a little bit. My boyfriend at the time used to pull these pranks on me to scare me, you know? So I thought it might be him. So I'm like, I am definitely gonna make him wait. This is ridiculous. Like, I am not gonna go let him in, you know, after he's done this awful thing of waking me up. Like, how dare he? So I laid in bed, like, I'm gonna show him. And it just kept going, like the tapping. Finally, I get up to get a glass of water, because now I'm up. This jackass has woken me up. As I'm coming back to my bed, there's those horizontal blinds that you see in crappy apartments. There's a sliver that I can see, and I see something move. There is a person out there. It is not a bird. And it seemed just a little sinister. Like it was trying to peek in between the sliver. So I'm like, okay, jig is up. I'm gonna go yell at my boyfriend. So that's when I marched over. I was sure it was gonna be my boyfriend because who else would be doing this? So I whip open the blinds angrily. I open them from the bottom up. And I see a man who is not my boyfriend. You know how umpires, they're crouched down to look at the ball? He was crouched down, hands on his knees. So I couldn't really tell how tall he was. He was wearing a dark purple shirt. He had on a Nike hat. He had on black pants, black hat. He was also wearing gloves. He was wearing black gloves. An August in Phoenix, okay? That's sinister. There was an energy behind his eyes. And I know this sounds really dramatic, but I don't know how else to describe the feeling, and it made me recoil. There was something very wrong with them. They looked like black orbs. The only thing I've ever seen that compares is photos of Ted Bundy or Charles Manson. I was so angry at this point that this idiot had woken me up. And it was between a yell and just talking loudly. I said, what the fuck? I was so mad. He seemed taken aback. when I kind of cuss at him, and then he whispers to me, "Can I talk to you?" Like that. "Can I talk to you?" And it was really, really scary. It gave me this really weird, like, feeling in my stomach. This is not right. His eyes just felt so vibrant with malignant energy. I know that sounds so dramatic, but there is nothing, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. It was really close. Like, I could have reached my hand out and slightly leaned forward and touched his face. I remember I called him a douchebag. I don't know why I remember that. And then I said, "Get the fuck out of here." We both had a major reaction to each other. He was freaked out that I was speaking loudly. I was freaked out that this idiot with evil eyes had woken me up. It was such a bizarre request. I remember very specifically when he said that, I had recently read this book about Ted Bundy called The Stranger Beside Me. It's one of those true crime books that everyone reads. And it was like a nanosecond flash in my mind, but I remember he used to pretend like he had a broken arm. He would try to get women to help him. And there was a quote in the book that said, "It's not socially appropriate to ask young women for help." And so something flashed in my head. This is not right for him, even if he's in trouble, to be asking for help like this. Like, why wouldn't you be yelling if you needed help? If he wants to talk to me, he needs help, right?
Can I talk to you?
It just seemed like bullshit. If there's something important here that I need to help him with or something, that wouldn't be how he is. And so I just kind of thought he was bothering me or something. Like, he was crouched down and then he whispers to me. That was incredibly creepy. It was blood-curdling. It was wrong. There's something really wrong about this situation.
Can I talk to you?
And so I just had this overwhelming instinct to get away from this person. He kind of looked taken aback, like he wasn't expecting me to be so hostile or something. His body moved backwards in a surprised way. I said, "Hell no, douchebag. Get the fuck out of here." Lock the window and shut the blinds. I remember I was really just bothered by the whole thing. My roommate, I told her what happened as soon as she got up. She said, "Do you think this might have been the Baseline Killer?"
We're talking about Mark Goodeau, dubbed the Baseline Killer for a series of rapes and murders in 2005 and 2006.